This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. I am back from surgery. Yes, I survived. More black people get killed by doctors and get killed by cops, but I made it out alive. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Glad to have that behind me. You know, it's funny. Modern medicine today is amazing. I mean, you go in. I was under the knife for an hour, in recovery for an hour. You don't even know you had surgery. You wake up. It's just like this big, beautiful nap. Had a great anesthesiologist. Great doctor, Dr. O. Great anesthesiologist. He told me before I went in, he says, Kev, I'm going to make you up a little cocktail that will make things easier for you, lessen the anxiety. He gave me that, man. I was loopy within 30 seconds. I was like, yeah, man, just cut me up. I don't care. Cut a brother. Woke up an hour later. I don't know. Probably could have been earlier than that. But I'm all good to go. No worse for wear. So we'll see how things go for the rest of the week. Swalwell, who sits on the Intelligence Committee, had a long-term relationship with a Chinese spy. That story is on page 16 of the lifestyle section. In other words, the media is not even covering it. Hunter Biden admits to being in business with what he described as the top spy in China. Same thing. I mean, it's starting to get some coverage. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Democrats are proud that a man whose son is hanging out with the top spy in China has supposedly gotten the nomination. Don't worry. Don't worry. That ain't going to happen. But what is news is the changing of the name of Lincoln High School. Seriously, Abraham Lincoln High School. You want to talk about how jacked up the left are? When the man, the president who fought to free the slaves, fought the battle, by the way, was not fought over. There were multiple reasons for the Civil War, but Article 1, Section 9 was the main reason. 1808, January 1, was supposed to end slavery in America. The founding fathers found it within themselves, some slave owners, to write it out. They didn't want it. Any more slavery. They got it. They said, you know what? This is a heinous thing. We got to stop this. So they wrote it out. And you know what the Democrats did? They said, oh, let's get around it and we'll make the slaves, the children of slaves, slaves, and therefore we'll always have them. And that was one of the main reasons for the Civil War, where 300,000 white men joined with by 36,000 of their black brothers fought to kick the crap out of the South. The slave owners, the people who wanted to fight for slavery, they kicked the crap out of them, brother against brother, to make the point. And there are people out there going, this nation is founded on racism. This nation is founded on 336,000 men fighting. Those are the number who died, by the way. That's not the number who fought. That's the number who died to protect that one little clause in the Constitution where the founding fathers said, we will have no more slavery and we're willing to fight for it. Well, let me ask you this, slaves. Emancipation, too, occurred under Donald Trump. And as I like to joke, even the white folks got freed. Are you willing to fight to end slavery? Because that's what you're about to face. Stupid mask regulations. What is it that the Biden administration wants to do? They want to roll back the climate stuff. They want to open your borders. They want to cheat in elections. They want you to have no voice because you are nothing more than a slave. Yep. What else we got in the news? We got a lot of stuff that happened while I was out. I wasn't out that long, but it doesn't take long with the Democrats because they're just scurrilous people. I did a Kev Talks on Democrats hoping and praying for somebody important on the Republican side to call Biden president-elect. And what did Mitch McConnell do? He cracked.
Well, let's congratulate President-elect Biden.
not going to be good for McConnell. Hey, if I'm a little slow today, it's because I have to hold my gut in order to talk, man. Oh, my gosh, it can be painful when you cough. Anyway, Biden is not president-elect, and he's not going to be president. And I'm going to explain this in my next Kev Talks. I'm going to do a Kev Talk live, and then I'm going to do a regular one where I explain it. Or maybe I'll just do the one. I don't know what I'm going to do. We'll figure it out here in a bit. So there's a lot going on, a lot happening, a lot of things behind the scenes that make me even more. I mean, I don't know if I could have any more resolve. I have a lot of resolve about Donald Trump serving his second term. But I'll talk about that another time. Tons going on. Dr. Fauci is in the news. Oh, I meant to talk about social media, too. Because I've got a social media conundrum. Not a conundrum, a real issue here. I was kicked off of Twitter for 7 days for referring to Howard Stern as a skank. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That's where you can find us, actually. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. That would be me. 844-551-8255. And by the way, go to the Kev Talks. Check it out. The Flick Fest is up. I do not want members yet. If you join as a member, all the movies are not, you're not able to see them all because we're still making some conversions. But here's what I will tell you. There will be hundreds of movies on there within the next few days. And our official kickoff is going to be in January. But if you want to go take a peek, theflickfest.com. And that's F-L-I-C-K, not X. Theflickfest.com. Let me know what you think. I'd love to get your feedback. So anyway, I was tweeting on this article about Howard Stern, who's very stingy, apparently, at Christmas time. Makes all this money, has made all this money over his career, and he doesn't want to give any away. And no surprise for me, because he's a leftist. Leftists make a bunch of money and they talk about a lot of smack, but they don't give anything away. And that's skanky to me, right? And I called him that. And apparently I hurt Howard's feelings or those of his dwindling supporters, and Twitter banned me for 7 days. I'll talk more about the social media turds and what they're doing to me and what they're doing to you. And why do we start sites like Parler with Bongino? Why did I start Tea Party Community? It's gone now, but why did I start the Flick Fest? That will not be gone. That's going to be good. Trust me, you're going to love the film. But I'll talk more about social media when we get back. We have a ton to discuss today. Thanks for joining me.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Before I get into social media, I want to give a shout out to Melissa, one of the most special women in the world. I don't know anybody who works harder. I don't know anybody smarter. I mean, just intuitive to a level that will make you, it just blows your mind. And I am so fortunate to be in her life. Really, I say this in all sincerity, just a special person. I mean, she runs operations, HR, accounting for us, takes care of her dad, who had massive surgery, her aunt, who was in quadriplegic, and handles all of her finances, etc. And she juggles this stuff like a magician. Unbelievable what she's able to accomplish in a day. Seriously. And just getting, you know, people just, hey, I got this problem, I got this problem, I got this problem. If there's a problem solver that you need in your life, you better get yourself a Melissa. I'm telling you. Awesome to a level that you just, I'm telling you, in the top 100 in the world, probably, being honest with you. And such a good person in her heart, you know, I mean, believe me, she gets overwhelmed, and you can tell it. But You know, and it weighs on her. I know that, but I'm telling you, man, if you got it, you get a Melissa in your life, somebody that can juggle all that and still keep a smile on her face, you're pretty lucky. Pretty lucky. So anyway, I just want to give a tribute to her because she is truly a special person. I told you earlier I was kicked off Twitter for 7 days for referring to Howard Stern as a skank. He's very stingy. He's Scrooge at Christmas. He's just like most leftists. They talk a big game. Oh, we need to pay more taxes. We need to do this. We need to allow people in that are illegal and all this. And then as soon as it applies to them, if they move into their neighborhood, if you put the wind farm near them, if their traffic gets too heavy, and I could go on. If you anything that impacts them, as long as it doesn't impact them, they're good to go. Howard Stern makes a fortune, gives nothing away. True of most Democrats. I just said this the other day. Your tax form has a place there that says, do you want to give more? Do you want to give more? You can. Do they? Nope. It's crazy. So anyway, I called him a Scrooge and a skank. Because see, anybody, to me, that doesn't live up to their word or the things that they claim they want to be, I think of him as a skank. It's not a bad word. But it's becoming that because guess what happened? Howard's little minions went, oh, poor Howard, poor Howard. The guy who talked smack about me on his radio show when I called the Kavanaugh accusers skanks, the smut doctor, the guy who built his reputation on smut. And I call women what they are, which, by the way, wasn't offensive at all. And he lampoons me on his show. Wouldn't have me on because I would have kicked his, little bony butt. Verbally, of course. But he can talk smack on his microphone. And Robin's there going, yeah, because she's just got a string on her back. Just, whatever Howard says. It's amazing. But you know what I liked about it? At least Twitter recognized me because if I was nobody, it would have been dismissed. So they banned me for 7 days. I'm in day, I think I've got 4 or 5 days left. I don't know. What does it mean? There's not much more to the comment other than me telling you that my voice is powerful enough to where Howard Stern's scared. I remember I was on Piscopo's show and I mentioned it because he and Stern are pretty good friends and Joe's a moderate. And I said, it's pretty amazing to me. And I said these things, how Howard Stern could have the nerve to talk about me for calling a woman a skank, who, by the way, who are skanks, with everything that he's done to build his reputation with women. Have you ever watched his show? Have you ever listened to it when he was becoming popular? It was a smut fest. Anyway, speaking of social media turds, my son shows me these videos, my youngest son, of anti-Trump or anti-conservative stuff, because he's a big conservative, and he'll say, hey, Dad, check this out. Here's what they're trying to say to kids. And it's targeting tweens, kids that are, 13 to and up. And so these videos blatantly use the N-word. They call conservative women anything they want, and there are no repercussions. I asked him one day, how many hits has that video got? He goes, 70,000. And I'm like, nobody's reporting it. Nobody's taking down. He goes, no. Nope. You should see him. I told him, I don't go out and search for this crap. But I said, I want people to see what you can get away with on Twitter and Facebook if you're a leftist. Yeah. Here's what I said. I could go on social media right now. Here's what I can tell you. I could drop the N-word. I could say things like Trump hates black folks. This is a dude that, and I could use the word, the N-word. I could call him a skank and a host of other things. And I will guarantee you on Twitter and Facebook, I will not be removed. But you do it. Call Joe Biden that. Call Kamala Harris that and watch what happens. I cannot wait for Trump to serve his second term so he can deal these suckers what's coming to him. And I'm telling you, what's coming to them is going to be bad for the Democrats. I want you to imagine what happens when the Democrats lose that control over social media. If, for example, social media gets broken into pieces, you know, like the antitrust, what they used to do with the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and the Mellons and those guys back in the day, the oil magnates and the railroad magnates and the steel magnates. Well, we have a similar thing happening right now in America. So let's see what happens. But social media is going crazy. But I always look at, I don't look at the bad part of it. I look at what's the opportunity here, folks. The opportunity is to make a lesson out of these guys. The opportunity is one that we can, I mean, can you imagine if 80 million Americans just got off of Twitter? Got 80 million conservatives. I told you how powerful your dollars are. If you jumped off of Twitter, forget jumping off. How about this? What if 80 million Americans jumped onto the FlickFest site? You can use Netflix if you want, but you went over and you supported the conservative, the team that's looking to do something different. What if we all went over to Parler? I'm not crazy about Parler. I don't use it. My staff does. But what if we went over there and gave them the ability to really improve it and put money into it? And what about the next thing? Something that supports capitalism or supports the military or supports the police. And 80 million people strong did it and put our money where our mouth is. $1 to each of those organizations every month. What if something like that occurred? Can you? I mean, just think about this. We would rip Hollywood to shreds. Facebook would notice it. I promise you. Twitter would notice it. Don't think that these people aren't pure capitalists. They are. They want those dollars.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats and Republicans are on the verge of striking a long-overdue coronavirus relief deal after months of gridlock and finger-pointing by both sides. As far as what's in the bill, another round of stimulus checks in the range of $600 to $700, expanded unemployment benefits, and more money for small businesses in the PPP program. Nearly 900,000 workers applied for first-time jobless benefits in a second week of increases. Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation says the uptick is not good news.
heartbreaking because we had the best recovery going on in the history of the United States, getting the unemployment rate down so rapidly. Very, very rapid growth. We had the 33% growth in the third quarter. We were growing at a really rapid pace until about the start of December.
More speaking on Fox and Friends, this is USA Radio News. Doctors across the country expected to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine with 5 doses in each vial. But it turns out there are up to 2 extra doses per vial, which the FDA says are safe to use. Dr. Brooke Watts is a quality officer at the Cleveland Hospital. She tells CBS This Morning,
the manufacturer, as we understand it, was trying to be particularly cautious. They wanted to make sure that each dose was full and there was room for error. But what we've learned from our colleagues around the state and country is that if you follow the manufacturer's directions very specifically, you actually have 6 full doses in each vial.
At least 3 people are dead following a midwinter snowstorm along the East Coast. Pennsylvania State Police saying 2 people died Wednesday in a crash involving over 30 vehicles on Interstate 80. Virginia Police saying a 19-year-old man died in a single vehicle crash on Interstate 81. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I keep thinking about everything that's being exposed, man. Wow, what a thrill. Look, I get it, man. We wanted to win on November the 3rd and know it, and we do know. We know we won definitively. There's not anybody in the conservative movement that questions that. The only thing you may be questioning is, you know, do we get the win? We get the win. Wayne, go look at my Kev talks. All positive. I don't think of it as my reputation's on the line because the fact is I called it. I called it. Donald Trump's going to win. In overwhelming fashion, he did. He proved that our thinking, our ideology is what the prevailing thought of Americans. What Democrats have to do is they have to lie, cheat, and steal in order to make something appear that it's the way it is. Oh, we are supposed to wear these stupid masks. Get this. I got my surgery. I had to test that I didn't have COVID. But you know, when I go into the building, I still got to wear a stupid mask. There's a story floating around out there that says, I forget what it was, something along the lines of, even if you take the shot, you still got to wear the mask. So you take the shot, you would think that it would say, no, I'm good to go. But no, you still got to wear the mask. Well, why would you have to wear the mask if you take the shot? That was my question. Now, I'm not taking it. And I've had it. They say I can't give it to anybody. I can't get it anymore. Why do I have to wear a mask? Well, quite frankly, I don't. It's funny, that little fine print they never tell you when it says, mandatory mask in this store. And I walk into every one of them without the mask. All these healthcare professionals, they tell you, that mask is going to do you damage. I can't wait for the lawsuits down the road that says, you ruined my immune system, you ruined my respiratory system with this stupid mask, and now I'm going to sue you. Who do you sue? Anyway, all that's being exposed, Democrats, nobody believes them. They may support their ideology as sick as it is, but they know they are lying, cheating scumbags. And I say that affectionately. That's the best description you can give to a Democrat. Elitist to their rotten cores, trying to pretend that they're something that they're not. We are so philanthropic and humanitarian and spiritual and all this. They are none of that. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, everybody. Glad you're here. No Russian collusion, not from us. But we found out after they declassified Brennan's notes, handwritten notes from the CIA, that the CIA knew that Hillary Clinton's campaign was making this crap up about Donald Trump. How's that going to play, John Brennan, when you're doing the perp walk? Because it's going to happen soon, folks. Go to my Kev Talks. I'm going to talk about this. You can see it. But there's plenty of Chinese collusion, easily provable, not limited to the United States. I've already touched on the Wu flu nonsense, and people are finally beginning to fight back and just in time. And let me tell you, when we take the veil back from this, when Donald Trump is serving his second term and somebody gets some sanity, and says, you know what? This has been the biggest ruse, the biggest money grab, the biggest attempt at social engineering and population control in the history of man. And people get pissed. Finally, something will happen. Because I'm telling you right now, you can almost guarantee yourself I'm suing. The Biden won nonsense. Hunter's story broke. Now the Chinese. I'm just saying, these are things that people are looking at going, wait a minute, I'm scratching my head going, what are you talking about, Joe Biden? You still want him to be president when you know now that his son was involved with Chinese spies? You want Democrats in control when you know Swalwell is sleeping with a Chinese spy? Driving Miss Daisy Feinstein's being driven around by a Chinese spy. Wasserman Schultz had Muslim Brotherhood people on her server. And I could give you 50 more examples if I just take a little bit of time and come back to you. Give me a couple minutes. What do you think comes next, folks? You think America will riot bringing in a corrupted president and his sister girl is his vice president? You think anybody... If we don't let Biden in, that America's going to go, oh, it was cheated, man. It was, you know, there's going to be the handful of people that get the standard folks that want to get out there and go, we were robbed and we were upset. Bring on the anti-fascists to ride on behalf of the fascists. I want to see this. I want to see how the Democrats rationalize this whole idea that everybody in the country, everybody in the world, knows that Biden and the Democrats cheated. It will come to the surface. It will come soon. It's already beginning to happen, but I'm not going to talk about it here because I want you to go to my Kev talks. It's not going to happen, folks. All the orchestration that the Democrats did landed them into nothing but trouble. But let me just tell you, every bit of the plan that Donald Trump laid, some traps, some knowingly, maybe unknowingly, I don't know. I think knowingly, are going to come to fruition. Michigan has a big part in it. And see, the people who are now beginning to surround Trump in second term Trump, unlike Barr, a Bush holdover, who allowed Durham to not release a report that would have had people doing the perp walk. And who do we have in jail right now? Who do we have as a recommendation for jail? One person, Kevin Kleinsmith, the attorney for the FBI, former attorney for the FBI under Comey. He's the only one. I told you, he's going to be the patsy, the Lee Harvey Oswald. And the idea there is, go ahead and take your pill. If Biden becomes president, he pardons you and you're good to go. But see, we got some pro-America people now surrounding the president. John Ratcliffe, head of the DNI, he's pro-American. He knows that Americans were cheated out of the rightful winner of the election. And he's going to be critical in all of this. It's going to be huge. It's going to be absolutely huge. Come to Mike Kev Talks, I'll talk more about that. I want to talk about what's been happening over the past two decades, during the Bush years and the Obama years, the Rhino years and the radical leftist years. During that time, China stole trillions of dollars from the United States. It's an insane amount of money. We talk about the war on poverty, the war on this or that. The Chinese stole trillions. I want you to think about, let's just call it, make it easy math, and let's call it two decades, $200 billion of a trade deficit over two decades. That's $4 trillion right there, just in numbers, sheer numbers. Now, let's look at what else they did. They stole our IP. Intellectual property. I talk about intellectual property a lot. I've been talking about it with a client of mine because they told me, Kevin, we can do the tech stuff and some of the thinking we can do, but we don't have anybody that can put it together. And let me tell you, if you come up with an idea and you give it to a filmmaker, he'll make it. But what about the idea? I used to say this to sales guys, to my sales team when we were talking. It was always sales versus delivery, right? It would be like, The mailman arguing that because he brings the product to you, that he's more important than the guy who actually came up with the idea and made the product. So we would always have this battle, sales versus delivery. I would go out and win a $5 million deal, and the delivery guys would go, yeah, well, all you did was go out and win the deal. I'm the one that's got to deliver it. And I go, yeah, do you understand how stupid you sound? Let me ask you this, delivery guy. You think you could win it? You think you could find the deal and deliver it? Of course not. You'd be stumbling all over your feet. You can't read people. You'd never win the deal. You don't even know what to look for. You're too stupid. You completely take for granted what I do for a living. You think it's easy. Well, it's not easy. IP is important. It's your ideas. It's that thing that you toiled over that made you go, ooh, this would be a great invention. This would be something really, really slick. And the Chinese don't have to think about it. Now, that's the downfall of them too, by the way. They don't have to use their brains to come up with ideas. So they're not inventive. I've told people many times, that is the American spirit. The idea of you get up and you go, there's no limits to what I can do or what I can be. And as soon as you start to march towards that pursuit of happiness, you find out, you know what? I don't like the way those little water guns squirt. I'd like to make something that could hold a whole gallon of water. I'll call it a super soaker. It'll shoot a beam 30 feet, and kids will have fun. Parents will even want them. I have a buddy. He must have 15 or 20 of those things in his yard. They have a blast playing that stuff. Anyway, you look in retrospect and you wonder how anybody didn't sound the alarm bell on China in our faces. There's a scene in The Family Man, this show with Nick Cage, and what's his name? Black dude. He plays God, and he's a convenience store clerk, and he knows that a young girl, she comes up and she pays with a dollar, but he gives her back change for $10. It's 99 cents. He gives her a penny and $9. And she flirts with the idea of saying something. You can see her uneasiness, but she wants the money. And she ends up leaving the store, and God, played by this guy, says, only $9 for her care.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to go back to this discussion I was having in the previous segment about character and is seen in the Family Guy. And we've all been confronted with this. Girl gives a dollar to pay for something. It's 99 cents. The character played by Cheadle. Is his name Don Cheadle? He plays God. He gives her back $9 and a penny, testing the girl. But he acts like he's oblivious. And the girl, you can see, she's tense because she really doesn't want to take it. She knows it's against her morals, but she does. And when she leaves the store, Cheadle, who's talking to Nick Cage, says, "See there?" He goes, "For $9, you bought her character." Story I told you guys about my dad borrowing money from me, telling me he was going to pay me back when he got his taxes. And I knew he wasn't. I made it clear I needed the money back, and I was really selling it. And his mom, my grandmother, calls and says, "Did you loan him the money?" I said, "No, I gave him the money, but it was a small price to pay to get rid of him because he's a liar. He's not somebody you want in your life." We all know somebody like this. I was telling my son the other day, I said, I've been at the casino. I could tell you this has happened to me at least 4 times.
and I get overpaid on a decent sized bet. I could have kept $300-$400 or whatever they overpaid me. And I would say to the lady, like, say it's a push. She's got 17. She thinks I've got 18. So she puts my chip stack right next to me and says, you get paid. And I say, no, ma'am, or no, sir, take that back. And they go, what? And I go, we pushed. And they look at me with this total surprise, like, you're honest. And I, you know, not like they disbelieve that black people are honest or something, but I mean, they're like an honest person in the casino. And I remember this one lady saying, thank you so much. And I told her why. I said, look, yeah, it's a lot. It's a decent amount of money to win in a hand, but your job could depend on this. And I don't want you to lose your job over me making $150. It's just silly. And I was telling my son this, and I said, look, I'm not trying to be a saint to you, but it isn't that, hey, I'm getting over. What is the cost to that person? See, Democrats don't care. They don't care what Wu Flu does to your life, how disruptive it is. They want to win at all costs. So when the Biden family, that they were cozying up to the Chi-Com, selling out America with crooked deals, Donald Trump was sounding the alarm bell. Do you think that a billionaire like Trump wouldn't be able to take advantage of all of that? Do you understand why he wasn't doing business in Russia and China? Because he was like, that's not the way I want to do business. I mean, don't tell me, don't talk about his ties. My producer's like, what about his ties? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about his core business. When Trump considered running for president back in 2015, he mentioned America's one-sided relationship with China. And during this time, Hunter Biden ran his family's business in China, and he partnered with whom he called, the top spy in China. We played his clip. It says, I have a New York Times reporter calling me about my representation of the literally Dr. Patrick Ho, the effing spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who is worth $325 million, founded. These two started it together, the richest man in China and the spy chief of China. And Hunter Biden admits publicly that he's partnered with him. He's put the family in business with them. And Joe Biden, he's upset because Joe won't let him talk to the media and get himself out of this mix, this fix that he's in. You want to know why Captain Demento doesn't want his son talking to the media? Because this is the one place of sanity where Captain Demento said, I don't want a crackhead talking to the media about our illicit, illegal deals in China with the spy chief. That's where we are. Joe Biden says he knew nothing about Hunter's business dealings. As Maury would say when reading the results of a lie detector test on anything Joe Biden says, that was a lie. Then from Australia, we get this leaked database. The list that contains almost 2 million Chinese. They won't call them spies, but that's what they are. You can bet your butt, folks, that many of these spies have their fingerprints and their DNA all over the crime scene that is the Biden family. But see, the problem for the Democrats is the Bidens aren't the only ones who've been compromised. The New York Post reported this. As we tried to come to terms with the extent of Chinese influence over the Biden family, a leaked database of registered members of the Chinese Communist Party has exposed a mass infiltration of American companies with serious national security implications. Boeing, Qualcomm, Pfizer, three companies that have employed dozens of CCP members in the Chinese facilities, the database reveals. I mean, look, I'm not telling people how to run their companies, but you're hiring spies? Unbelievable. They say as well as three female employees of the U.S. consulate in Shanghai have been identified in the list of 1.95 million party members that was leaked to this international group. Unlike leftists, folks, CCP members swear an oath to fight communism throughout my life, be ready to at all times sacrifice my all for the party and the people. Yeah, they fight for communism is what I should say. And When I'm talking about leftists not fighting, I'm talking about not fighting for the democratic republic that is America. Instead, they fight with the communists. The communist credo goes on, it says, and never betray the party and guard party secrets, be loyal to the party. Clearly, Democrats and other leftists do not feel this about America. They actually aid and abet the communists in fleecing American taxpayers and in trying to steal elections. Unbelievable what we've witnessed and what we continue to witness and what these Democrats will do. And they pretend, I mean, like I said earlier in the broadcast, Swalwell, not even being talked about, sleeping with a Chinese spy. Have we heard of anybody else that she's compromised? You think that's the only dude she slept with? Of course not. And who else? Senator Josh Hawley, a member of the Homeland Security Committee, said CCP agents have no place in U.S. government facilities, and this report should serve as a much-needed wake-up call to D.C. corporate execs who continue to welcome the Chinese government with open arms. More evidence of the extent to which the CCP has successfully infiltrated American companies and government, and this is why you see the collusion of Facebook, Google, Twitter, and various other organizations, and government people that are protecting these clowns, giving them protection under 230 so you can't sue them for them ruining your livelihood or ruining your reputation, calling you a liar, while they, in fact, are the liars. They are the people who essentially establish the lies and move on. Oh, there was nothing around Hunter Biden. Anybody that posts that, well, you're going to get banned for 7 days. Can you get your time back? You're going to get banned. I'm banned on Facebook and Twitter right now. They have unpublished my Facebook page. And on Twitter, I got a 7-day ban. That was for calling Howard Stern a skank. But he is a skank. I have no problem calling him a skank. So this is what these people do. They said, while none of the people in the database have been identified as spies, mounting concerns in the State Department and the CCP have resulted in tightening visa rules for its members earlier this month. CCP members and their immediate families are now limited to 1 month single-entry U.S. permits. Anybody think a Biden administration State Department would do that? Or do you think they'd be compromised? Can any American truly believe that the leftist leadership in this country is not tainted, given their lax attitudes toward protecting the country of America? Donald Trump said, America first, make America great again. He went after the Chinese early in this election cycle and said, I'm on to you people. Hillary Clinton ran a compromised email server. They know that the Chinese were all in that server. They were all up in it, as we say in the vernacular. Debbie Wasserman Schultz allegedly allowed the Muslim Brotherhood to run her server and the servers of many other Democrats in Congress. Dianne Feinstein hired a Chinese spy as her chauffeur. He was a spy for years. Listened to conversations. Who knows what he got? He was a trusted member of her little satellites, her entourage, if you will. Eric Swalwell, used by a Chinese spy posing as his girlfriend. She wanted nothing from him. Who would? And the list of the Chinese who compromises longer than a Polish last name, Mr. Wojciechowicz Wojciechowicz. But the Democrats pretend, oh, no, we're not tainted. And I want you, as you think about the length and the depth of this spy ring, and understand what the Democrats did to disguise it. They concocted the nonsense that Trump was compromised by the Russians.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.